ball flicked on to Seanan Maguire here now.
Corner kick. Looks like corner kick.
It's well cleared though by Brian Gartland, and puts the ball out for a throw, and the Cork City fans sensing that this could perhaps be the last attack get right behind their team.
One minute of additional time
here at the second half of extra time. Beattie looking to take this throw in, looking to take it long, or Benny looking to get free. Wants to play it long towards Marco Sullivan, and he does. Mark can get the flick on, it falls to Sean Maguire, takes his shot.
Get in!
Absolute scenes here at the Aviva Stadium. The entire Cork City bench is emptied as they all go to celebrate with Seanan Maguire. It was Stephen Beattie's throw-in. It landed Seanan Maguire's feet. He turned. He took a shot. It was deflected. And a squirm past Rogers. And Cork City, in additional time of extra time, have taken the lead. My God, lads.
Unbelievable!
Amazing!
Look at Biscuit! Biscuit's on the pitch! Get off, Filsa!
Get off, Filsa! The entire Cork City bench has emptied. The flares have gone off away to our right.
I can see Mickering's feet from here, look.
Incredible scenes. We're just watching the replay. The ball bounces, falls from Maguire, who hits it left footed. Takes a deflection, I think it's off Gartland, and it just squirms past
Marky Sullivan. Again, Marky Sullivan was well involved with it.
Marky was the first header,
in you go.
Sullivan's a
goal scorer, top goal scorer in the league,
and you can see
deserves it.
You can see the way Dundalk are lined out here. They're all going to rush
forward.
Can't
believe the rest booking for that.
I assume
Cork City number 24, Seanan Maguire.
Is it?
That's it. That's it. Blow it up, ref. Come on, ref. Blow it up.
John Caulfield on the edge of the pitch here, telling his entire team just to run back, because Dundalk look like they're going to sprint forward, and they're going to rely on a Hail Mary here for the last.
What's he doing? Blow it up, ref, man. Come on.
Referee consulting with his fourth official over something.
There you go. Win your header, Ben.
All of Dundalk are going to go long
there
now.
There you go. Big header.
Shields plays it long.
Come on, Ben.
Towards Kilduff. And the ball drops, and it's Dundalk. Can they get the shot off?
Yes! Get out!
Cork City clear out. The referee looks at his watch. The entire Cork City fan base looking at referee. Robert Rogers doesn't have this whistle to his lips just yet.
Oh, the whistle,
Cork
man.
City clear it.
Oh, the whistle.
We want the whistle to be blown. It's with Horgan now. He's well tracked by Ogbeni, who gets the slight tackle in, but Horgan still comes up with it somehow. And the referee is awarded Dundalk a free kick.
This is the last play
of the game. Rogers makes the sprint up from his position.
Didn't need to fold it.
And now Dundalk have a chance to equalise. Cork City 1, Dundalk 0.
Hold your breath. Get out of
my nerves, lads.
Oh my God,
Sean.
Defend it, we've won.
One header to clear it. One header.
This is it.
To win the FAI Cup for only the third time in Cork City's history. Darren Horgan will take it. It's about 10 yards outside the Cork City box.
Boys, win your headers, win your headers.
Horgan plays it. He hangs it up. Can Dundalk get a header?
Yes!
Over the bar. And Cork City will have a goal kick.
Yes!
And the referee has blown the whistle. It's all over here at the Aviva Stadium. Cork City are the FAI Cup champions for 2016. Amazing scenes here as the entire bench empties. Everybody's out at the centre circle. Cork City are celebrating. The Dundalk players are devastated. But Cork City are the FAI Cup champions. And Dan, we can't say that too often. You were the last man to lift it, but now Greg Bulger is going to lift the FAI Cup, and we could not be happier.
Unbelievable. Brilliant. What can you say? This club needed this. The manager wanted it, needed it. This is what they need. They're going to push on now. They're going to go from strength to strength after this, and this is a massive night for this football club.
I'm so delighted for the likes of John Carter, John Caulfield, Mick Ring, Enid Buckley, Jerry Harris. These people are diehards for the club, to do everything for this club in the last three, 4 years. Unbelievable. Proud achievement. Last 2 years we came close. We've done it this year. Unbelievable.
The Cork City fans and Raptors away to our right here. They deserve this as well. Considering, Dan, we finished runners-up to Dundalk in the league the last 3 years, in the Cup last year as well. These Cork City fans deserve this. The Cork City players deserve this. And just look at the scenes away to our right. This is incredible.
This is what it's all about. Simple as that. We can do what we want, but it's all about winning trophies. That's as simple as it. No one else cares about anything else. We want to win trophies. This is what it's all about, and it's a special club, and when they win things, it'll be celebrated, it'll be remembered.
You look at Benno there, listen. a lad that started out with us as a kid, came through it, absolute warrior, sensational today, deserves it, absolutely fantastic.
The Dundalk players looking dejected here in front of their own fans. They've given it everything. They just look like they didn't have the legs. That trip to Russia certainly has taken out of them. Their European exploits have taken out of them. Winning the league maybe taken it out of them.
Yeah, look at Bennett there. Look, Bennett's here. Look, see what it means to Alan Bennett. Alan, absolute warrior.
Cork lads as well, playing for Cork City. Yep. Means even more than you can imagine.
Yeah, Marky Sol came out of junior football. Sensational the last 3 years. Carried the club as a centre forward on his own. Unbelievable the last 2 years. Colin Healy, absolute warrior. Sensational player.
Mark McNulty just away to our right hand side, just getting the Cork City fans to cheer even more. It's been absolutely incredible stuff. And I just can't put it into words, guys. This is incredible.
Don't even bother, it's too good. Could listen to the crowd, that's enough said, really. Let's be honest.
I just want to savour every last second of this at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, well,
it's been too long since Cork City have won the FA Cup.
Absolutely,
it's finally on its way back to Leaside. There is going to be a party tonight as the Cork City fans go and greet their fans, or the Cork City players they should say, go and greet their supporters away to our right as they join in the celebrations. It's absolutely incredible here. The atmosphere is electric.
Yeah, of course not. The Knock are a tremendous team, like the show all season.
And Cork City are the 2016 FAI Cup champions. Craig Bolger will be collecting the famous old trophy very, very shortly indeed, and that's something I was hoping I would get to say today. You can just hear the reaction of the Cork City fans behind me. Cork City players celebrating, all the staff are celebrating. Kenny Brown has brought his daughter onto the pitch, which you always want to see when you win the FA Cup. Dan, just reflecting back when Cork City last won the FA Cup, you lifted the cup. The club is going through a really bad time. Your infamous interview afterwards, this is two fingers to the board. And now look at where the club is off the field, and look where the club is on the field now. It's a world apart.
Worlds apart. And like you say, the hard work that's gone from the club going, our business, whatever you want to call, the fans, supporters, bringing it back from the depths. This is what they've been looking for, waiting for, needed more than anything in the world is trophies. Trophies, trophies, trophies. This club is too big for not winning trophies every other year. Hopefully this is the start of the most trophies to come, because every other time the club's not been on a solid footing. This is the most solid footing the club's been on for years. So I can only see bright things for this football club.
Billy, you worked with John Caulfield in his backroom team. He deserves this as well, considering the effort he's put in over the last 3 years.
Yeah, listen, it goes beyond that. You know, I came home as a kid, played with John. He was a brilliant player, but he was a good person to have around the place. He's coming to the club. He's taken over. The last 3 years, we've been this close. We were here, Dan and I were here last year. We were devastated after losing this last year. And we lost the league the previous year. This group of players deserve it. Cots deserves it. Sko deserves it. John Caulfield, Mick Ring, Aina Buckley, as I mentioned already. These people are, you know, the work they're going in, Trojan work. And you know, Rory, you're there every day. You know the work they're doing.
Yeah.
And like, listen, this club, biggest club in the country, no one will touch us. We just need to kick on now. It's about who John brings in. But let's just enjoy this moment. It's been absolutely sensational.
Sorry, I just want to come in on that point, Billy, and the importance. I just want to come in on that point because the importance of this win, as you said, to kick on now, because had they lost to Dundalk again today, it just, I don't know what it would have done to them.
Well, listen, we've been so close the last 2 years. This team, first team for a natural progression, is to win trophies. Most said it. It's about winning trophies, getting a name on the board, and we've done it this year. And listen, the lads can be so proud of what they've done. They've matched an exceptional side today, an exceptional side, and they've got a winner, which is deserved. So good luck to them. I'm delighted.
Sean Maguire is joining a very small but illustrious group that includes Derek Holland and Dennis Bain as Cork City FA Cup match winners. Dan, he's been incredible this season.
Unbelievable. Here's the difference. Let's put it down simple as that. Cork City haven't had a proper centre forward, and he'll tell you, centre forward for years and years and years. He's come in and he's led that line. He's the main man, and I think he's known it. John Caulfield's told him, he's embraced it, which is unbelievable. He scored the goals that we needed. Let's just hope. Let's hope. Keep him. I want to build the team around him. The team only gets better.
Billy,
the other side of that, right? Sean Maguire. Like last two seasons, with Marcus Sulls come out of senior football. He's played up top in his own. 5'10", batting ram. John has changed the system of play this year. He's gone with a small lad up front. the club has developed, the team has developed, it's pushed on. And you know, we ran Dundalk, okay, we lost the league, right? We ran Dundalk so close this year. And as I said earlier, to win it on the big stage like this against a team that's been absolutely sensational all year is fantastic. And the players deserve all the credit. John deserves the credit, John Carter deserves the credit for what they've done for this club. So it's been, I'm absolutely thrilled, as I mentioned earlier.
Look, I said just a silly fact, like, I was only finding out yesterday, Cork City have only scored 3 goals in the cup finals ever since. Every single one's been a winner, and that's the first one that hasn't been a header.
First time we've
hell of a snap. Hell of a snap. I'm here all night.
That's why you're getting paid the big bucks, Dan. As the scenes are off to our right, it's just incredible. The Cork City fans deserving this, and they're savouring every moment as we are here high up in our perch in the press box at the Aviva Stadium as Cork City await to lift the FA Cup for just the third time in their history.
I'm just surprised that they actually haven't managed to get on the pitch. The stewards are facing a job down there. I saw Kevin O'Connor come off the pitch, obviously going to meet a member of family or friends or something. They're all looking to share this moment now and accepting the cup. Dan, you might just give us some insight into what they're feeling right now.
I don't know if you could ever explain this kind of feeling. You can say how bad they were last year, you can probably talk about them, but these ones, they say, they'll be remembered. I was at a dinner today or whatever it is, and you're remembered when you win cups. You're remembered when you win trophies. This team, if they never play for Cork City ever again, they'll be remembered for winning this cup final.
Next up
on this game,
especially in Cork.
You see Colin Healy there with his little boy Aaron, right? I don't know whether Colin's going to play on next year, but I think we've and Muzz and I too, good players down the years. Colin Healy's been absolutely incredible, and absolutely the best professional you're ever going to play, right? Okay, he didn't play much this year, but what a player, what a lad. I'm so thrilled that he can, if this is the tail end of his career, he can pick up that medal with his little boy Aaron, which is sensational today.
You can't underestimate what he did today as well, because when he came on for Greg Walger, or when he came on, I should say, the amount of harrying he did, the amount of harassing the Dundalk players, they couldn't get through him. He was absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Like I say, he's, like what Billy said, he's one of the best players I had the privilege to play with. So he just says it when he came on. He came on and done his job. Nothing else, nothing fancy. Doesn't look for the limelight. He's probably horrible for the press because he doesn't ever want to talk to you. But he's one of the Cork City's best ever players that you could ever think of. And like you say, if he doesn't play for Cork City ever again, his last game, win a cup, he deserves it as much, more than anyone else.
And let's be honest, look at John there. John's had, I think, 3 or 4 cup finals where he's lost cup finals as a player, as a manager. And to win it today is absolutely brilliant. You know, as it, again, he's come in, he's taken over, he's revolutionised the team, he's made changes, he's changed the whole dynamic of the team. He's got a centre-half, centre-midfield, centre-forward this year. He's gone and made the team younger. And listen, it's up to the club to push on now, but I think they've got the right man in place. He's got silverware, and that's all you want.
And a couple of signings next year, Dan, they can go on and challenge Dundalk for that league title which they so desperately crave.
Definitely. I didn't, like you say, I think before the club has gone backwards after they've won trophies, this side, John Keelfield, for sure will not let that happen. I would have no doubt that he's got 3 or 4 players lined up for next season already, because he hates looking at Dundalk, what they've done in Europe, what they've done in league. He wants it. We believe the club can do that, but we'll be honest, in the league we're still 3 or 4 players short on it. But he's got an unbelievable, this is the best team he's had in his 3 years, so if he can add to that, keep hold of that squad, add to it, we'll give them a great good rattle next year, that's for sure.
Dare I even say, what sort of scenes are we going to have in Cork City when they arrive back?
Well, you hope the thing
carnage.
Hopefully. Carnage. It's been so long, like you say, since we won a proper trophy, the city. So let's hope they enjoy it. The cities enjoy it, because, like you say, it doesn't happen as much as it should.
Well, I think when we won it in 2007, it was overshadowed by what was going on with the team.
Yeah.
You know, we had Damon. Everyone knew Damon was gone. It was unfortunate. You had Dan's speech on the pitch. Good for everyone. It tarnished it. But to have this, the club's gone from strength to strength. We've got momentum. We just need to kick on, as you said.
Yeah, well, they've been, you know, the supporters have, everybody's been celebrating the fact that they've, attendances this year have been huge, and they've been turning out, and the players wanting to give this back to the supporters. Just a word for them and how much this will mean to them. I suppose you're two supporters now,
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose. I'm here longer than Muzz. I'm coming since 84. The likes of Trevor Brook and Terry McDonald, all these players came over, and we've moved on. The club has moved on from that. Now you've got a home. You've got lads that are Cork based, Cork players, full time professional footballers, and that's where it's going to be. Again, as we said, if John's going to progress to the next level, which is winning the league, he probably needs to go again and get some more players. But the club is going from strength to strength. To Europe this year, to win a trophy this year, it's absolutely fantastic.
Right, the Cork City players just climbing the pitch there now to get their just in front of us here in our commentary position. Caulfield, a massive smile on his face, but we're just waiting on Greg Bolger to climb the steps and lift the FAI Cup for Cork City, and you're going to hear a massive cheer, mostly from Dan and Billy to my left, but also to the Cork City fans away to my right hand side, as we see.
Well, Turner's hair is looking sensational.
He must be working enough for a few days.
I'm not having that.
I say, I've been to John Dunleavy at his cup final haircut on Friday, and I'm sure Beats, Bolger and Shepherd went far behind, I'd say.
Right, you're Kev O'Connor, young boy there, sensational, played the cup final at Central Park last year, and you see the development in his game playing left back. He's brilliant. Garrow Morrissey, brilliant.
Please put your hands together.
And Cork City, Greg Bolger and Johnny Dunleavy going to lift the FAI Cup here together.
Cork City!
Standing captain. And Cork City has lifted the FAI Cup for 2016 as we are the champions. Plays out here at the Aviva Stadium. The confetti sprinkles down through the sky. The Cork City fans have waited 9 years to hear the words, "We are the champions," at the home of Irish
Johnny,
football.
Brilliant for Johnny Dunleavy again to sniff the trophy. Unfortunate to miss it for injury, but a serious player for future, and it's a big part to play next year, that's for sure.
A fantastic club man who's really taken Cork City to heart, and it's great to see him lift the trophy with Greg Bolger there.
It must be said that all the players that come into the club do really buy into the club's values and dedication, and it's great to see those players who come in this year, that this means as much to them as any other Cork-born player in that squad.
And the big thing about Cork is, if you don't buy into Cork and the club, you're gone.
Yeah.
As simple as that. If you come to the Cork City Football Club, you have to buy into everything, or you're shifted out, and you're found out very, very quickly. That when they come down, Shepherds, the boys, everyone that have come in and brought into it. This is a very, very close team, and they can enjoy this together, which is a big part of it. And I think that they'll realise now, the longer they stay together, the more trophies will come their way.
Cork City fans with their scarves aloft over to our right. It's a great sight, all that green, white and red, taking over the Aviva Stadium here. A crowd of about 25,000 here, which is slightly down on last year, but still, the Cork City fans won't care about that. Scarves aloft, singing along to "We Are the Champions." And the Cork City players out to celebrate and get their trophy taken right in front of us here. How much confidence, guys, is this going to give Cork City going into next year? Now they've finally got the monkey off their back. They've beaten Dundalk on the big stage, and they've finally got a trophy that they deserve.
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, I think you were talking about it. I think I was talking about someone else. If they'd lost this, Christmas would have been horrendous. Now Christmas is going to be really good. The buzz around coming back into pre-season goes up a new level when you win stuff. So I'd say they'll all be looking forward to it. New players coming in to add to the squad's going to add to it even more. And like you say, I think they're going to want to give it a right good rattle, because I think as much as we can give Dundalk great praise and how they've done in Europe and that, these players want that, really, really want that. So the only way of going to prove that is doing it, and that starts second week of January when they come back for pre-season.
Without wishing to be any way at all negative now we've just won the cup, however, Billy, are City going to struggle to keep on to the likes of Shawnee Maguire and Kevin O'Connor?
In fairness, Rory, I think you're very harsh. I think tomorrow they can worry about that. You've got to enjoy this. Listen, this doesn't come around. This is the third time since 84. Enjoy it. That's another headache for John. He's got that boxed off next week. Listen, the boys should enjoy the moment. As we said, it's a step forward for the club. We needed to get trophy, we needed to get on the board, and we've done it, and I'm again fully deserved.
And the Championes chant going up for the players there as Carl Shepherd drowns them all in champagne, and they are going to enjoy this tonight, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and it is going to be thoroughly deserved.
They should deserve it. You know, it's been too long. 9 years for a club our size, for the support we have, for the players we've had in those 9 years.
It's kind of like the celebrations that we had in 2005 when you won the league title.
Yes.
And we celebrated and celebrated and celebrated, and that was good crack, and I think it's going to be similar to this week.
I should hope so. And they deserve it. Like I say, you keep going back to Billy's three times in however many years, 30 odd years. It's not enough. Teams don't win it. Waterford's, the Galways, what Shamrock Rovers even haven't won it for so long. It doesn't happen very often, so I think we've got to enjoy it.
I think mentally, though, it's such a step forward to beat Dundalk. You know, everybody's putting it up. You know, Dundalk, they've raised the bar, set the barrier for everyone this year, and the lads have matched them and battered them today, and which is such a progression.
Mark McNulty bringing the trophy down to the Cork City fans as they all take their turn to hold it aloft, and all the Cork City fans have stayed around for this. and they're going to savour every last second as the chance go up again.
I know we referenced the work John has done, but he deserves massive credit for identifying where he needed to improve the squad and their game in just one season, and to bring it so far. Oisín Langan enjoying the Cork City win. Just a word on John, because he's always so humble about his contribution and the work he does. He deserves massive credit in the way he's turned things around in a season.
I'll just tell a story here now. So this time last year we lost the cup final, and we went, John, the backroom staff, we had a meeting after, just the same night, and John was talking about what he was going to do, and his step was he was going to basically change the dynamic of the team. He was going to get legs. He went to Einstein, Shawnee, Kenny Brown came in, Greg Bolger came in, and I think the spine of the team is strengthened. So that's what he knew what he had to do. He knew what he had to address. He made the step forward, and I think, I know the last couple of games tailed off, but we were that close to beating Dundalk. If we'd have drawn that night up in Dundalk, I think we would have won the league. He could end up winning a double, but he's able to see where he needs to go. He's able to rectify
I think the biggest compliment I can give him, like when he came into the football club, the club was pretty down, pretty just happy for mediocre. John Caulfield was never going to accept that. He put his stamp onto the team straight from the off. Straight from that first season, he's built on it and built on it and built on it. And like you say, this is his best team he's had in his 3 years. I think next year you expect it to be better again, because he'll identify what he needs, players he needs, very, very quickly. And he likes to do his business very, very quickly. And don't be surprised if before Christmas the squad is now down and ready for pre-season.
Yeah, absolutely. He tends to announce his signings very quickly after the football ends.
The Cork City fans now just going on a lap of honour as they greet all their supporters here. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to the Aviva very, very shortly indeed. Do stick with us on the Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM. Red Hits.
This Friday, November 11th, Red Hits with me, Philip Burke, and the Red Patrollers will be live from Virgin Media, Oliver Plunkett Street. There'll be loads going on across the day, including a chance to win a brand new Samsung J5 phone. So make sure to join us this Friday from 12 p.m. Virgin Media, Oliver Plunkett Street.
Cork's Red FM. Home is where the heart is, so make sure to protect it. At O'Leary Insurances, our expertise ensures you get the insurance cover you need for your home, for your car, for all of your insurance needs. O'Leary Insurances, 021-453-6800. Call us today and protect yourself. O'Leary Insurances is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You can be a leader. Be part of shaping Ireland's future. Start your journey to becoming a teacher. Attend a Hibernia College Open Day. Join us on Thursday, the 10th of November. From 5 p.m. and Saturday the 12th from 11:30 a.m. at the Chartered Accountants House, Pier Street, Dublin 2. Hibernia College will be offering advice about how you can become a primary or post-primary teacher. With the most accessible teaching courses in Ireland, Hibernia College is the right choice for you. For more information, visit teachireland.ie.
Missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's Red FM.
You're welcome back to the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. The FAI Cup final has been won by Cork City. They have beaten Dundalk. A last gasp goal here. Unbelievable stuff. High drama. Rory O'Hagan, Dan Murray and Billy Woods brought you the action in the concluding stages. You've caught your breath, Rory. Are you all right?
Oh man, I know I'm supposed to be a professional broadcaster and I'm supposed to be impartial, but when Shawnee Maguire's goal came in, I jumped up, threw my microphone in the air, luckily I caught it, and celebrated that goal, because my God, did we deserve it.
Like, it just, and the timing of it, we were just looking, saying, we're looking at each other saying, this is definitely going to penalties now, and we were preparing for penalties, and just the last opportunity, you'd have to say, it was just...
See, I'm a natural pessimist as well, and I was thinking that Cork City had blown their chance because they dominated the entire second half and should have scored.
Yeah.
Should have won it normal time. Dundalk then came out, didn't dominate extra time, but played the better of the two teams. However, Marco Sullivan came on, changed the dynamic of the team, they went a bit more direct. Chinozio Gwene came on, provided a constant threat down this right-hand side.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at the scenes now. Sorry if I'm not listening to what you're saying, Rory, because I'm just enjoying watching how much the crowd are still into the celebrations. It's as if the match has just ended. And some of the players have got into the crowd. Can you tell who that is there?
I'm not sure, but I'd imagine most of them have got into the crowd.
Yeah, actually,
at this
it
point.
Is most of them. Yeah, I can see Mark McNulty there. A couple players around him. So it's
Pat Lyons, though, the Cork City chairman, has the FAI Cup, so he's made sure that's not gone into the stand. However, I remember when Cork City won the league title in 2005, George O'Callaghan brought the trophy into the shed, sang all the songs, was absolutely brilliant. But all the Cork City fans now just milling around here with their medals on their around their necks, beaming, every single one of them beaming. Alan Bennett down there with the medal, just waving at the crowd. He was Cork City's player of the match, I thought, today by a mile. He was an absolute colossus for the Rebel Army. Saw Dooley there, constant threat for Cork City. Everybody played well.
They did.
And it's a deserved win for Cork City, I feel.
It is fully deserved. Fully, fully deserved. And I'm just looking at it this moment in time now from a supporter's point of view. And look, who am I talking to? You're a massive Cork City supporter for years now. But I just, you know, the players always talk about how they're doing it for the supporters. And they really, really wanted to do it for their loyal supporters, because the supporters have been so good this season, and I'm just thrilled for them.
I'm not going to lie, right? As a Cork City fan, it's been incredibly hard to watch Dundalk be so successful.
Yes.
It's made me very, very bitter towards them. And that's because I'm a Cork City fan. Dundalk are a pleasure to watch. They're the best League of Ireland team I have seen ever. The fact that Cork City are so close to them is a testament to Cork City. I think Cork City next year will go on and surpass them and be even better. It's been hard to see Dundalk win the league title 3 years in a row with Cork City finishing runners-up. It was hard to see Dundalk win the FA Cup last year. This, to see Cork City win the FA Cup, has brought a tear to my eye, a genuine tear to my eye. I am absolutely thrilled as a Cork City fan, but I'm also thrilled for every single supporter that's there, who's obviously suffering like me, sick of the sight of Dundalk, sick of hearing about how good Dundalk are, Dundalk this, Dundalk that.
Well, it's been said and written this week, Rory, in the build-up to this match, that it would be great for Irish football if Cork City could beat Dundalk, because Cork City and Dundalk have opened up that gap, obviously, in the league, and they're just head and shoulders ahead of the rest of the teams. Now Cork City, while they've been challenging Dundalk, they've made the breakthrough and they've beaten them. And look what this does for next season.
Yeah, it's going.
The neutrals are going to give Cork City so much more respect now, I think.
Yeah, it's going to give Cork City a massive pep in their step. And as we mentioned, the players that are going to be brought in are going to give an extra dimension to this Cork City team. But they needed this, Lisa. I mean, like, if they were to finish runners-up again to Dundalk, they would have just, their heads would have dropped, and they would have been a long, long winter, would have been a long pre-season. But now they have silverware. They have a medal in their back pocket. And you can't say they don't deserve it.
No.
Seanan Maguire's goal. Let's talk about that.
Yes, because as you said, it looked like it was too late, didn't it? And a superb, well, it's hard to say a superb finish, because it did take a deflection, but when it came, Cork City fans joining Rory now to celebrate with him, it's fantastic. I just love this.
My best man Paul has just joined me and squeezed me from behind. Paul, what were your thoughts in the game? I mean, like, that's totally deserving for Cork City.
Incredible, incredible. I'm still a bit hoarse shouting and roaring here. I moved up the country, so I get to see him a bit more up here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You might not know from his accent, but Paul is from Mahon.
Oh, brilliant.
It's just amazing. I'm finding it hard to put into words how I feel at the moment, because obviously I've got a show to do for the next 20 minutes. And I will celebrate this, don't get me wrong, but it's just, I'm finding it hard, at least, to find the words, to be perfectly honest.
No, absolutely. Look, I think we'll take a break and we'll come back with more here from the Aviva Stadium and more on the rest of today's sport, because we do have reaction from Glen Rovers and their Munster Club action in Limerick today, where they overcame Patrick's Well. But more from this Cork City FAI Cup final win over Dundalk. That and the Irish rugby win, because that small matter of a win over the All Blacks. But stay with us here on the Big Red Bench. We're live until 7 from the Aviva Stadium right after these.